Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 25th chapter of Gospel of Matthew, we hear, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Wondrous God, the hours are numbered, and there is yet much to do. And so we pray that you will be with us as the final bills are perfected, and we shall know that with your guidance, we have done what you have expected of us. We give you special thanks for those senators who will believe in us, for their talents and time in themselves. May you be with them as they undertake new adventures and opportunities to serve you in new venues. And bless us as we return to loved ones, having time for them and the joy it brings us. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 4th, a quorum is present and the Missouri Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 69 states.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, so having been
fully
read.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator from Cole is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator renews his motion on waiving the reading. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Believe it or not, there's quite a few photographers and reporters today. We have, for the benefit of the body, Garrett Berquist from KRCG 13, Phil Brooks and Mark Hughes from, thank you, Mr. President, from MDN, Jason Rosenbaum from St. Louis Public Radio, Travis Zimfer from the Missouri Times, and Jack Miles from the Daily Star Journal have all been given permission to either photo or video in the Senate chambers today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 1st, seeking recognition for what purpose?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I will forewarn the body that this point of privilege will be more personal than most, and I thank my colleagues in advance for their indulgence. No matter how long I serve in this body, today will be the last time I have the opportunity to address my father in this manner. Over the last couple weeks, his prognosis has gradually changed from months to weeks to now perhaps days. My father is Richard Prescott Sifton, and I am very proud to be his namesake. He grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. As anybody who has ever been his passenger when he has been running late would probably have guessed. Graduated from Union College and got his MBA in the neighborhood where he grew up at Columbia University, where he once was walking his dog and walked right into a photo opportunity with then college president Dwight David Eisenhower, who was gearing up to run for president of the United States. My father served our country as a captain in the Air Force in Vietnam, ran an air station in Thailand, and stayed in aviation when he got back home at TWA and Republic. My parents, for different reasons, both had very challenging childhoods, but they both made extraordinary sacrifices to make sure that my brother and I grew up in a far better home environment than either of them had ever known. And I am immeasurably grateful for all the guidance and advice that my father has provided me throughout my life to this very day. One of the defining moments in my life was when our family was hit very hard in the recession of the late 1980s and early 1990s. And some of the most important lessons that I learned from that is that what does not kill you truly does make you stronger if you have the strength to see it that way. And that at the end of the day, when all else fails, the people closest to us in our lives, our family, remain. Even if that family might look a little different than some other families. So, Dad, while you can still hear me, know that Brian and I will stay in the fight to make this world a better place until the day we see you on the other side. We will work very hard to raise the next generation of Siftons, including the grandbaby who will be here in October, right before what would have been your 72nd birthday, to do the same. We love you, Dad. Thank you.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. The chair would ask the body to observe a moment of silence for the father of the senator from the first. Thank you. The order of business, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Buchanan.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard. Let's proceed.
Yesterday, one of our members learned that he has been appointed an administrative law judge in St. Louis and by the governor. He doesn't have to be confirmed, and so he won't be with us anymore. The senator from the fourth, you know, I may be a Republican and he a Democrat, but it has been a true pleasure working with him, and so it's hard to say farewell. But I would like to be the first person to say, all rise.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 12:30 this day.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.